This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Recent hot weather has sped up snowmelt runoff in Colorado's mountains. Rocky Mountain National Park has closed several hiking trails near the Colorado River headwaters due to flooding. Zach Hyris is a forecaster with the National Weather Service.
We've melted off quite a bit, but we'll probably still see some minor impacts in portions of Rocky Mountain National Park through probably the rest of the week.
A flood advisory is in effect through tomorrow for some parts of the park. The Boulder County Sheriff has also placed temporary restrictions on tubing along the St. Vrain River due to high water levels. The Bureau of Land Management will begin another roundup of several hundred wild horses near Meeker this week. The agency says overpopulation has led to malnourishment among the animals. Once gathered, the wild horses will be transported to a holding facility in Utah. A BLM holding facility in Canyon City, Colorado, remains under quarantine after an equine influenza outbreak killed more than 140 horses earlier this spring. Four Coloradans were picked for the 23-member U.S. Women's National Team, along with a fifth Coloradan for exhibition matches this summer, as the soccer squad prepares for World Cup qualifications. The team will play on June 25th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City before heading to Mexico for a regional championship next month. That tournament helps determine which nations qualify for both next year's Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand, as well as the 2024 Olympics in Paris. This is CPR News and KRCC. We're listening to Fresh Air. Thank you for joining us. And speaking of fresh air, if you plan on going outside, you should wear some sunscreen and maybe some light-colored long-sleeve clothing. It is hot and pretty sunny around most of the state.